If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
No, I absolutely appreciate your time. I appreciate you having me on. And really the reason I wanted to get on is to kind of interview you. You were gracious enough to join us at the Impact Summit and be a speaker and really just give some amazing value. And just to let people know a little bit more about you, you've been a good part of 20 years as a tax strategist.
Yes.
You're a fractional CFO of many, many companies helping out at that level. You're an author, you're a speaker, you're a mom, you have an amazing family. So just a juggernaut in business and somebody that I personally admire. And I can't wait to hear you speak on your topic, by the way, as well. Let me ask this question. Your life, I'm sure, has been much like mine. Entrepreneurs, we go through roller coasters, right? What has your life been like getting to where you're at? The ups and the downs. How did you get from where you are to kind of where you're at? And just tell everybody a little bit about, your background and your history.
Yes. So and I've had some crazy businesses. Obviously, accounting is not the funnest career, or the most fun, I would say. I started college at 16, graduated when I was 20 with a 5-year accounting degree, and mm-hmm. went to work for a large CPA firm and decided that was definitely not where I wanted to be. And mm-hmm. And I ended up going out on my own, and I was 20 years old at the time. So I have, kind of been an entrepreneur at first, and then that was kind of my first thing. And then I'm an accountant by nature, so mm. obviously, but I've tried to do everything under the sun. I've done retail, I've been involved, I've had an advertising agency. My largest company was an insurance agency and accounting firm, and I sold that company about 8 years ago, and I had some personal issues going on, and when I sold it, the guy quit paying me after 4 months, and I lost everything that I owned. Yes, mm. so... I've obviously made money in business. I've lost money. I've lost businesses. And that was probably the lowest of the low for me. And for a long time, I was scared to become a professional again. Mm. I was so scared I was going to fail again and lose it. And, I have 6 children. So, and
God bless you.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. They are 17 to 6, so crazy ages, amazing family, and now we've been able to not only be able to grow a massive accounting firm, but we've been able to do that from home, which is mm. what I love. So I'm able to be there with my children. We have employees who work in our home, and our children see us work every single day. So obviously I've gone from failing, back up and mm. and failing again in a couple different businesses, and accounting is just where I'm good. Like, that's my superpower, is to free up money for people. So it's super mm. exciting to be able to
do
that.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like you're very passionate about helping people, which that seems to be the common denominator. A couple of things you said. Yes. Number one, the roller coaster of ups and downs. We rise and crash and burn, and then we rise again and crash and burn. It seems to be a common yes. thread, common denominator of success. But also yes. the willingness and the wanting to help a lot of people. Even in the Bible, it says service to many leads to greatness, right? So yes. I think that seems to be a common thread amongst a lot of the speakers. So, but why do you teach tax strategy specifically? Why that? And I know you have a book that just either recently came out or it's been out that I wanted to talk about as well.
Yeah, so I heard some statistics about a year ago, kind of stopped me in my tracks. And so, I'm a fractional CFO for 15 different companies, from $500,000 a year in sales to $13 million. And obviously, I thought that was my path. That was what mm-hmm. I was supposed to be doing, getting a handful of CFO clients and just focusing on them so I didn't have to work as much. And so mm-hmm. obviously, yeah. 10 clients are much better than 500, And the statistics that I heard really hit me hard. And they are that the average household income in America makes $60,000 a year, and that is true. And they pay about $14,000 in taxes. And from that, the take home in America, so their take home is $46,000. And the cost of living in our country on average is about $53,000.
Oh,
So the
wow.
average family of four that is W-2 employees, they're going in debt $7,000 a year to work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, and take 2 weeks paid vacation. And that's why we have so much student loan debt and so much credit card debt. And it just, I mean, like I literally had to stop my car and think, you know, Courtney, you're an accountant. You understand what it's like to have a home-based business. And I knew right then and there that that was my purpose because I can save people anywhere between $4,000 and $8,000 a year minimum just by having a home-based business and teaching them how to redirect their living expenses and turning those into business expenses. And so I just started going on and teaching content. I wrote a book, you know, I became an international speaker, and it's just the rest has been history. That was about 2 days ago was a year that I started sharing that information and just freeing up money for people.
Yeah, I think that your specific topic at the Impact Summit, I think your class is going to be very full. You know, when people can learn just a couple of quick things and save thousands and thousands of dollars, I really think that your specific topic's going to be very, very full. So again, I appreciate you for doing that. So let's get a shameless plug in here. What's the name of the book?
It's More Relaxing, Less Taxing, and
Awesome.
the subtitle is Why You Would Be Brain Dead Not to Own a Business.
I love it. I love it. It's so true. So true. This country is literally set up to own your own business. But I think people, they fear what they don't know, especially, I mean, I was an employee with GE for 10 years and I was an engineer for 15. And you have a mindset, you get an employee mindset. You don't know what you don't know, especially about businesses. And I didn't grow up in an entrepreneur family, so nobody knew about business. So I think it's just a little scary for people. And I feel certain that your segment is going to, you know, break all the myths and really just show people how to get, you know, some of those advantages that we have in this country. So, let's talk a little bit. I know you've been working with Tony Robbins and Eric Worre, and I mean, you've been on fire. Les Brown, talk about some of your mentors and how did you get to your current mindset?
So, you know, obviously, a couple of years ago, I had some issues going on in my life, and you know, I was at a crossroads on what I really wanted to do because accounting was not my passion. And I went to a Tony Robbins event, an NAC event, literally spent $50 to spend 4 hours in a room with the man. And what I realized is that I was so scared of failing that I was not allowing myself to be professional. And so, and I had massive limiting beliefs, and I was able to conquer those and realize that no matter what, we get to decide every single day if we're happy or sad, if we're mad, and by changing our physiology. And so I learned those three things, and I realized how much I was devaluing myself and what that was literally doing because I was working so much harder for less money. And I literally came out of the gate of that event, and my business within, by the time I actually got to a business mastery event with Tony, a real Tony event, 14 months later, my business has grown 5 times. And I went to business mastery to obviously to go the next level in my business. And I came out of that, I became a platinum partner because I realized power is proximity. And you're able to condense time when you have people who have already been there. So I call it the road less stupid. So, you know, as a
That's
CFO,
brilliant. I'm going to steal that.
yeah, do that. As a CFO, I go in and I teach people how not to do things and how to do certain things. And so they're able to take what I've done wrong and what I've implemented in my business that's worked, and they're able to condense that time. And I feel like that's what continuing education, personal development, whatever you want to call it, I feel like that's what it does. And then getting a proper mentor who is able to coach you and help you through your business, that, you know, if you spend for every $1,000 you spend there, it feels like to me it's worth tens of thousands of dollars. Plus, it's all tax deductible. So, you know, I look at everything as it's a win-win because it's not only fixing what's between my ears, but it's also allowing me to save money in taxes as well.
That's a really, really good point. So, I wanted to ask you one thing. I mean, you teach and train, you coach all over the world. Your calendar is extremely full. You got six kids, multiple businesses. what made you decide to join us at the Impact Summit? I mean, we're not paying you. It's a pro bono event. It's a give back summit. What made you decide to work with us in this summit?
Well, honestly, I've learned that if I work alongside speakers, coaches, trainers, and they have a gift that people need. And so, you know, I was just actually telling my coach here, because I'm in Las Vegas at an event, and he pushed me to go to next level. He pushed me when I got on the phone with him to come to an event. And if I would have been in the tax system of being a W-2 employee, there would not have been extra money to go to an event, because I would have paid that money in taxes, because literally there's two tax systems in this country. And if you don't understand that, there's one for a W-2 employee and there's one for the business owner. So, you know, we're able to save money and get massive tax deductions because of the fact that we hire employees, we create more economy. So we create the growth, and then the employees turn around and pay taxes. So I would have had to make the decision. There wouldn't have been a decision because I wouldn't have had that extra money. So I'm just so grateful of personal development, what it's done in my life. And I know, you know, now my business has grown another 5 times. And so that's 10 times in 2 years just by putting in the personal growth and development, spending the time and effort. And I just love sharing how we can free up money for people, because the current population in America, they just don't know. And we've got to get that word out to them.
No, I agree. And God bless you for helping us out here too. And we have a lot of realtors and finance people and insurance agents, a lot of network marketers coming to this event. So what you're talking about, I don't think a lot of America knows that this country was built to own a business. And I don't think they know how easy it is to start something. It's fun. I even tell people, just start something, even if you're not going to work it, because you can have $5,000 to $10,000 in tax deductions a year, you know, and hopefully the IRS is not listening here. Big brother's
you
watching.
Just need to attempt.
Exactly. So I love what you said, because I'm trying to do the math on this. So you spent $50 a few years ago, and our summit is $47. I don't think that's a coincidence. Can you guess, and maybe, I don't know if you want to say this or not, can you guess how much you've made from that original $50?
Well, we went from doing about $7,500 a month to $35,000 a month. So, and then it's doubled again. We're doing really good.
So, and the only reason I say that is because one of the challenges we had on our team, we didn't know, you know, should we make this a $1,500 event, a free event? We came up with $47 just to have people put skin in the game, but we were worried about people not valuing what we're doing here. And if you look at the speakers that we have, I mean, yourself included, what would you say to somebody that's watching this or sees one of our ads? Because there's so much noise and traffic on the internet. What would you say to somebody that was looking at this and they were hemming and hawing about the $47 or maybe not valuing it because it's too cheap, you know?
Right. Well, one is tax deductible. I mean, obviously, so it's not $47. It's more like 24, you know, and the other thing, you know, as far as, to me, it is too cheap. But the thing is that that's just like my membership that I have. The purpose of the membership is to help everybody. So the purpose of us doing this event is we're all giving you our time and effort of what we've learned over, you know, like me, 18 years. I'm sure Brian has been doing this for, you know, decades. And so you're getting that knowledge that you wouldn't otherwise get. But it's because when you get to a certain level, you realize that money is not, I mean, like, you need money to live. And money's great. I use money to give a lot. And I love that. But we're able to give back, not because we need to give back, but because we want to help people get exactly where we are today and help them grow further and further. And, you know, it's not fun at the top if you're by yourself.
Yeah,
so we got to bring everybody with us. We got to go on vacations. We need more people at personal development events. And so, you know, if you get that little bit, if you get one thing from the time that you put into this event. Like with me, I had to drive 2.5 hours and go to an event, and I spent all day long waiting on Tony to show up to that event. And, but it was the best money that I could have ever possibly spent. And then I went and spent $85,000 to become a platinum partner with Tony Robbins, and my business has grown exponentially, but I'm around the right people. So, I think it's great. I'm super excited about sharing with you guys, and I'm gonna free up the money so you guys can understand that you can write all these things off, and it's not costing you anything. It's gonna change your life if you just listen.
Awesome. I love it. So yes, guys, the event, if you're watching, is August 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. It's a virtual summit, so it's a live Zoom meeting, and you'll be able to come on with Courtney. You'll be able to ask her questions and interact with her. And then we're going to bundle up all of these speakers and give it to everybody in a recorded event. So, Courtney, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to your segment. And I just want to thank you publicly and have a great night. Be well, and God bless.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want, not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.